Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
I forgot one very important detail.
Already?
Heading into this morning.
Okay.
Yes. Here we are. Friday Eve.
Yes.
1 hour away from paying off $10,000.
Yes, we are.
I hold in my hands, Antoine.
Everybody hear that?
The $10,000 winner. I know who you are right now.
On that piece of paper right there.
This piece of paper right here that you can't see and no one else knows about except for me. You hear that? That's $10,000.
So you're telling me on that piece of paper right there,
yeah,
there is a name on that piece of paper of somebody that's about to win $10,000.
In 1 hour. Yeah, about 1 hour and 10 minutes. So at 7:15, somebody is going to win $10,000. We're going to call you. We're going old school on this. I'm calling you live on the radio. That's
okay.
It. I'm just calling. So answer your phone. If your phone rings at 7:15,
answer it.
It could be me.
Yes.
Calling you to let you know you won $10,000 or one of your dillweed friends totally messing with you at exactly that time. But I have right here.
Yeah, but do you want to risk it? Don't risk it. Just answer the phone.
I can tell you this much. Do you want to know? This name starts with a letter.
Yeah,
look at that. It's a letter.
I got excited for a second there.
It's an American letter. It's not one of those weird Russian letters that looks like a deflated balloon.
So it's not a symbol.
No.
It's an actual letter.
I got this. And this person, it is a letter. So if hashtag Jones entered, I'm sorry.
No.
It is not you. I'm not sure if that's a man or a woman. But yeah, $10,000 right here, 7:15. Answer your phone. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Hopefully they answer. Hopefully they're excited.
$10,000 right there.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's a local number. It starts with a number.
Ah!
But it's a local number. That I know. Above all else, today is that day. So you want to be ready. You want to be prepped. You want to have everything laid out. I've been for a day, I've been thinking, how am I going to do this phone call?
Yeah.
Like, what's it going to sound like? What am I going to say to that person? So I'm getting prepared for everything. I forgot one minor detail this morning. It was my pants. Forgot. Pants.
You were so excited that you...
My brain dead.
You don't have pants?
It's been a long week, too, but I did not have pants. No, I didn't make it out of the house without pants, but as I was getting ready to head downstairs, I had all my business ready to roll, and I said, all right, let's go. I got to put my phone in my pocket. Boy, these pants don't have pockets. It's because I don't have pants on. Yes, pants.
Did you have shoes on?
No.
Okay, all right. That's not as bad then.
No, my shoes were downstairs. I had everything else and I was ready to roll. But yeah, no pants. And fortunately for me, I did not have underwear with pockets because I believe if I had pocketed
underwear. You would have walked out.
I would have walked out. Do they make pocket underwear?
I don't think so.
I hope not. I don't know. Do we need pockets in underwear? I feel like we put pockets
we
in
do.
A lot of things.
Because that turns it into pants. Once you put pockets on them, then you can wear them out in public.
Have you ever accidentally worn underwear in public just as clothes?
I have never done such a thing.
Well, feel free to ask our boss, Kevin, about the time he played miniature golf in underwear because he did that in a pair of boxer shorts and had no idea. Wandering through a 300-pound man in some boxer shorts. They had the boxer shorts.
They had the little slit in the front.
The Venus flytrap right there. Yes. And he did that. So go ahead and ask him. I feel like Myrtle Beach has never been the same since the day he played in his underwear.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
We got to get on the new trend.
The new trend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On Instagram.
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah. Watch out. No more food pics.
No more food pics.
Right. No more food pics because everyone is doing the flamingo.
The flamingo.
Yes. That's the hot new trend. The flamingo pose. Yes. I don't know if Beyonce started or who, but a lot of celebrities are doing it. So basically you have one leg straight. And the other one is like in a flamingo, like it's bent.
Okay.
So one knee is bent.
Now, flamingos have backwards kneecaps.
Yeah.
So are we supposed to bend our knees backwards?
Well, as long as the one leg is up and bent, that's the look.
Okay. And is the look where we only want to look like we have one leg? Like, are we hiding the other leg?
Well, when you look at the poses, their legs are really straight. So you really want to lock that knee in, which is not a good thing. Not safe. Well, flamingo. She could pass out.
I'm looking up Beyonce doing it. Yes, Beyonce's doing it against the wall. So you can argue that she's not doing it. But these other people are doing it like a flamingo would do, just
leg?
In the middle of nothingness. Yeah. With their leg bent and all that.
I see. So it's one leg in the air, and then the other one, you pull your knee up into this sort of...
But that one leg is really straight.
I'd have to stretch first.
You have to stretch.
I'd catch a cramp, pull a hammy or something. this takes a lot of flexibility.
A little bit, but I think we could do it.
I think you could do it.
I think you could do it too, Monica, because I'm going to tell you right now, as I scroll through this article about how everyone's doing the flamingo, I have yet to find a dude who's doing the flamingo.
That is true. I do not see a single man yet.
But there's male flamingos, but how do they reproduce? So we need to imagine.
Fabulously!
So we need to get flamingos.
Now I have to educate myself on male flamingos and flamingos reproduction.
Has anyone ever witnessed it? Not even on the Nature Channel. Do you see two flamingos?
We have never seen.
I mean, it's just a bunch of pink feathers yeah. flying through the air. And then again, it's a lot of gangly knees. It's very, it's elbowy.
You gotta be careful, probably.
Yeah, I would think because their legs look pointy. So very. I imagine it would. Man!
Yeah, try the horse.
The backwards kneecap, please stop with that thing. Now, because we've had this conversation before about what we thought it may taste like, if given to you, would you eat flamingo?
I would try it, yeah.
Okay.
I would definitely try it.
Probably gamey or something.
I wouldn't order it, but I'd try it.
Yeah.
It is likely with a flamingo because, and this is true, they'll tell you this, is at all different animals, because they kind of taste like what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
So a grass-fed cow, for example, does have a grassy quality to it. Flamingos eat a ton of shrimp.
Yep.
So they would taste similar to Monica, I believe, because you're a fan of the shrimp.
I love shrimp.
You do love you some shrimp.
You have a shrimpy bird.
Yeah. So I do think it would be a shrimpy chicken, which I don't know about that, because a lot of times I think, boy, this chicken is kind of shrimpy. Something's wrong with it.
But you make it into gumbo.
Yes. Mm. Now it all comes together into one. It's gumbo fusion in one pink flamingo bird. Yes. Let's find a restaurant this week. I think it's illegal to eat flamingo in this country.
Yeah.
You can always eat something somewhere else, though. So we shall see. He is a liar and a fraud, and he is Antoine Terrell here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Wow.
Exposed yesterday.
That seems a little judgy.
Yes.
I was in a confessional. Mm-hmm. I confessed. And there's not supposed to be judgment there. It's supposed to be forgiveness.
Oh, you thought this was a real church?
Support.
I really don't think so. Okay, this is a modified Church of the Morning Thing. And we judge on occasion. I'll explain in just a second. 1 hour away from $10,000. Will it be you? Feel free to text 52353. What are you doing with that money? If I call you in an hour and you answer the phone, please answer the phone.
I think that everyone's had, if you have been invested in this contest, if you have put time and effort into it, I think you have your phone on. It doesn't matter if you're at work, whatever, you have it on. You're
does
waiting for
the turn their
call.
Phone off anymore?
No.
My father-in-law does it. It drives me crazy.
Turns it off, like all the
off,
way off?
Off.
Oh,
sorry.
He's the only one.
I had my phone off last night. Why?
Well, he's the only one. Unless the battery dies, I think everyone has their phone on.
Well, good. Everybody, please have your phone on. Have the ringer on.
Have you ever checked your phone when they give you like the weekly report and they say how many times have you picked your phone up?
No, I don't want to know.
Yeah, and it shows you how many times you picked it up in the day.
You talked about checking that before.
I don't
you
look
don't
at any of those.
Know.
I don't want to know. It sends me the notifications of like how many hours my children have used their devices. Yep. I don't look because it makes me feel like a bad parent. I don't look at any of it. I don't want to. I'm just going
to
live in blissful ignorance. Today, please look at your phone.
Look at it.
The rest of the time, do whatever the heck it is you want. 1 hour away. We want to give you $10,000.
Yes.
We have to give you $10,000 because we employ people like Antoine around here. They're on crime sprees. They lie. They cheat their way into upgrades. You're a fraud all around. Your life is built on a bed of lies.
I think he's happy about it.
It's not a bed of lies. It's more like a comforter of lies, like a snuggle under
like
the lie.
That upgrade was really nice. Yep.
It's one hotel bed of lies. So we learned this about Antoine yesterday in the confessional, that when he was a young whippersnapper, he went to a hotel.
Yes.
And while hooking up his precious Xbox, because that's what all kids need to do when they're on a beach vacation, down with nature, he knocked over the television and broke it. And then created an elaborate tale of what would happen next.
We called the front desk and pretended that the TV was broken when we arrived. They apologized for our inconvenience. and upgraded our rooms.
What?
Mm-mm. Our rooms got upgraded because of the inconvenience. Because they use like his parents use like some kind of points or something.
Crime paid.
And so
you got a better room, probably with a view at the beach to not look at while you played your Xbox on this blood money television.
And so we had to lie to his parents to say, yeah, we were just joking with the manager saying, hey, is there any chance we can get an upgrade on our room? And they were like, yeah. And they upgrade our room.
And they probably charged
the previous guest.
The previous guest.
Yes, they did.
I tell you what.
That was like a blessing for something I did. Like, that was good karma coming back around. I'm sure I helped somebody with my homework, with their homework in school.
Oh, you helped somebody with your own homework. I let a kid help me with my homework.
Whoopsies.
So that's what happened,
I know what's going to happen when all of this finally comes to pass.
Okay.
When Antoine moves on to the next great world, whenever that may be, hopefully 100 years from now. At least just not this week, because we'd be shorthanded, and I just can't with that. When he arrives at the gates, and you know, I believe St. Peter does. He goes down, he opens that giant book, the ledger. It looks like a Harry Potter scroll.
I see it.
He's got a quill with a pen and everything, and he goes down all the good things and the bad things and all that stuff. And he's going to say, Antoine, congratulations. You've received an upgrade.
Ooh.
They're going to be very excited. Nice. Oh, my God, you get an upgrade. He's going to say to Hades.
If you get to Hades, you can upgrade. You go to the warmer.
Why does...
Like, you just like the warmer section.
I'm going back to the beach.
Yeah, you go back to the beach, but it's really hot sand on your feet
I just have to walk
the time.
On that sand.
Forever.
Forever.
Yep. That's your upgrade.
That sucks.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
So, this woman... with an unusual name, has become a doctor. So, ladies and gentlemen, say hello. I should point out that, you know, it's give you a headline. I got three of them, and I pull this word out, and you try to guess what it is. Okay. Say hello to Dr. Blank. Is it Dr. Symphony Cockington? Is it Dr. Vodka Jones? Or is it Dr. Marijuana Pepsi?
See. I'm going
Vodka Jones.
Vodka Jones?
I like that name.
Vodka Brooks!
Correct!
Marijuana Pepsi?
Do you want to go see Dr. Marijuana Pepsi? Here she is.
I want to know, what was it about me when you looked down into my face?
This is her talking about to her mother.
I want to know, what was it about me when you looked down into my face that went, you look just like a Marijuana Pepsi. I've grown into my name because I am a strong woman. I've had to be.
Yeah, that is her real name as given to her by her parents.
So that's what after her mom gave birth, she's like, I need some marijuana and Pepsi.
I got to ease up.
Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke, 46-year-old woman in Illinois, real name.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother told her she picked the name because it would, quote, take her around the world.
Well, I don't know about
that. How would it do such a thing?
Well, we're talking about her now.
Yeah,
for a second, is she a good doctor?
I don't know. She just got her PhD in higher education leadership. Okay, so it's not, you know.
Oh, so it's not like a doctor.
Not a real doctor.
I mean, well, you know, see,
burn
not throwing shade, I get exactly what you're saying. So she's
not a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
A PhD.
That's still high praises.
Yeah.
Dr. Marijuana Pepsi in the house.
Dr.
Shout
Pepsi.
Out to you. And you should, this is interesting because, I mean, she's got two sisters, too. With just, I mean, these sisters have names like Robin.
Oh?
What?
Yes. And Kimberly.
Kimberly. How? And her mom messed up because Marijuana Pepsi, she could have set her up for success with, you know, Marijuana Pepper.
Marijuana Pepper?
So she could be Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
And then Dr. Pepper would give her an endorsement. And there you go.
I want you to wrap it up. Right. Wrap it up.
But yes, she's her
you stay here for the $10,000, and then you're out. You're out of here. You're done. Next story.
Okay.
$50,000 piece of art destroyed by blank. A, a kid. B, a squirrel. Or C, a ghost.
A squirrel.
I'm going with squirrel too.
Squirrel? Nope.
Then there's a kid.
That means
it is a
wrong.
Kid. Yep. It was the obvious one.
Yep.
They took a 3-year-old to a museum to some art exhibit, and he knocked over some $50,000 statue. Now, here's the thing. This art is stupid. I'll be the first to tell you. It's a giant fly. It's a big statue.
It's a $50,000
fly. Kid knocked it over, and the wings fell off.
Oh.
children.
But it's a big old doo-doo fly. But yeah, there are some places three-year-olds don't belong, museum like that. Ah, man, I don't know.
He was bored running around in circles.
They get rambunctious. Mm-hmm. That's the word. All right, last one. Man has spent the last 3 years on his hobby of blank. A, talking to plants. B, stacking pennies. C, reading menus.
Oh, lame.
I'm going with the menus.
The menus.
Judging McJudgerton.
What? Okay, I just want to say stacking pennies because I can swipe and knock them over. No.
Okay, well, you're right.
You're a bully.
And that is. I'm offended because I enjoy looking at menus, you jerk.
Yeah, I enjoy looking at a menu when I'm going to have plans to attend that restaurant, to go to that restaurant. But if I'm just
not leisurely reading a menu.
Baked brie.
I don't know, though. It's fun to think about. I'm going to a restaurant in Raleigh tomorrow night. I've been reading the menu for 2 weeks.
And that's okay, but you're going.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay because you're going there.
If I'm not going, I'm
not
allowed.
Going. You're just.
Yeah, I feel judged. I don't know. Not as much as this Phoenix man who has spent the last 3 years of his life stacking pennies. Now, it's an impressive stack of over 1 million pennies into this amazing, cool-looking pyramid that I'm showing them right here.
All it takes is one good earthquake.
That looks...
earthquake.
One good natural disaster. That's all it takes is a natural disaster randomly showing up.
No, it wasn't Mother Nature just...
55-year-old Corey Nielsen is currently waiting for Guinness to verify this, while Monica's for Phoenix to get an earthquake.
They need to hurry up and verify it then, because...
She wants a nice minor earthquake.
That's a setup for a disaster to happen with that. It's a very nice pyramid, though.
I know, but man, it's 425 days off to do this thing. Says he plans to cash in the coins when he's done. They're worth $10,000, and then he is moving on to his next hobby.
What? Nickels.
No, it's quarters.
Oh, stacking
quarters.
Okay.
That's not a joke. It's in there. Stacking quarters.
Right. Yeah. Quarters.
Nickels.
Skipping right to quarters.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Sacagawea coins, baby.
This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false, with a screw and you. Let's say good morning to our contestants. We start with Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Heather, do you have any summer vacation plans to do anything with family or whatever?
We actually just got back from the beach.
Oh, very nice. All right. I always love hearing about the people that go to the beach real early because I go late. So I'm always like, oh, my time is coming. That's right.
You're gonna post on IG.
Okay, Heather and where's my other person? Here it is. The button here. Good morning, Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina.
Good morning.
Sabrina, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Last night it was pizza.
Pizza.
Nice.
All right.
I like pizza. Do you put pineapple on pizza?
We do not.
Okay, you're allowed. Fantastic. I love Sabrina. Heather, Sabrina, let's go. Heather, you may go your choice. Do you want to go first or second in the game, Heather?
First.
All right, first for you. Heather, Sabrina, you'll go second. Here's the deal. Factor bullcrap is 3 rounds. I'll give you a statement. You tell me if it is. Factor bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here you go.
Round one.
Heather, your question on round one. Factor bullcrap. Heather, the number one issue we are currently ignoring on our car is a random leak. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Heather.
Fact.
Fact is... Nope.
That means you're wrong.
Nope. It is a rattling sound. Rattling sound number one. Squeaky brakes number two. Check engine light number three. Mm-hmm. Cracked windshield number four.
Ooh.
Random leak number five. There's your top five, minus one for you. Sabrina, here's your question around one. Factor bullcrap, Sabrina. Based on the population of the world since humans existed, there are about 15 dead people for every one living person. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Sabrina?
Let's go bullcrap.
That means you're wrong.
Yep. So you and your 15 ghosts, they belong to you and you alone.
What up?
Yep, exactly. So it's just on numbers game.
Heather and Sabrina, you're tied.
Round two.
Round two, Heather, here we go. Fact or bullcrap. Tennis balls used to be white, but they changed the color so they'd show up better on TV. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Heather?
Correct.
Yeah, and I guess Wimbledon held out to the longest and had white balls until the 80s, which I didn't even realize. But
no, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they get dirty fast, too.
Yeah.
Ball like that, banging around on the ground. Sabrina, here's your question. Round two, factor bullcrap. Sabrina, when you get a kidney transplant, in most cases, they just leave the old kidneys in there, too. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Sabrina?
Oh, bullcrap.
Yes. No.
That means you're wrong.
No, they don't. They leave them in there.
So you have three.
Three or four?
Yeah.
You're super kidney. That's how you
there
get
you
abs.
Go. Yeah, you got all the kidneys.
Right, you push them in and you try to make them into abs. I think that's what it is.
Heather, zero. Sabrina, minus two.
Round three.
Heather, if you get a point on this, you win. You can also screw Sabrina if you want. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Heather, according to a recent survey, unmarried men spend more time picturing their future wedding than unmarried women. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Heather?
Fact.
Is... correct. I know.
That is very cute.
I don't believe
precious.
It. I don't believe it. I can't imagine that. No.
You didn't think about, oh, when I get married.
Well, I mean, I thought about, yes, eventually I would get married, but I didn't have any other visions.
Oh. I wonder if it's dependent on what part of the wedding they're thinking about. So, like, maybe the guys are thinking about the reception and the open bar and... I mean, the bachelor party and stuff like that.
I did think about those things.
While
sort
the
of.
Women are thinking about the actual ceremony and their maybe. Bridesmaids and stuff.
See, I didn't really think about it that much. For a lady.
Well, you were
I
late to
really...
the wedding. I don't think you were thinking about it that much that day either.
I was like, you know, oh, that's my boo thing.
Yep. Hey, what do you got going on today? Oh, crap, I'm getting married. I got to go. Hang on.
That wasn't that girl that, you know, come up thinking about
right.
fantasy wedding.
Brunch is over. I got to get married, y'all. I forgot.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
We are like 10 minutes away from $10,000. Somebody's going to have a really good day here.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can all have a really good day, but somebody.
It's a day.
Do you go to work?
No.
Or if you're already at work, do you stay at work?
Well, I think it doesn't really even matter because you feel so good that you'll just take the day and you just roll with it. It doesn't matter. Somebody
whatever
just step
happens.
On your toe, a hammer yeah. falls on your foot, you're yeah. like, I don't care.
That's why
a hammer
I would
falls on your foot.
I wouldn't waste a perfectly good PTO day on that. Forget it. I'd just go to work.
And just float.
Mm-hmm.
And just smile.
Float like,
what
around,
are you smiling about?
Smile.
I like you, Greg.
So, 10
who
minutes.
Who brought the tater salad?
Yeah.
Oh, your goodness. Only apologize for potato salad has too much mayonnaise in it. That is
touché.
It. 52353. What's it going to be? What's it?
Ooh,
I'm going to get all.
Exciting day.
I'm getting the lousy out now.
Yeah.
So then I can be good when I call this person in 10 minutes. So I'm just going to be a blathering.
It's 10 grand. Mess. So this is a big deal.
Yeah. $10,000. We're just going to call live on the radio. We have no plans outside of that. We'll see how this unfolds. Texting 52353. We have people talking about what they would do. A little selfish something. We're just playing. We're playing imagination time. Someone wants to upgrade their gaming computer. Shannon Pulaski wants to go on a fantasy cruise to Croatia. Says he'd take us with him.
Whoa.
Monica's
Croatia.
Declined already. I don't think she wants to go to Croatia.
Oh, is it nice? I mean, I can't even.
It's probably
it.
Beautiful, and I think it is on the Mediterranean Sea, that whole thing,
okay.
So it's great. But I know you, and I know how Monica thinks, and she thinks the word Croatia is too close to crotch, so she doesn't want to go. I'm right, right?
Well, I mean, I just
correct.
Never, I couldn't picture.
I'm looking up the waterfalls and
so
everything like
place.
That in Croatia. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. A beautiful place. Okay. Yes. Well, then, all right.
No,
yeah.
You can go. You already turned down your invite.
Yep. Sorry.
No, I'm there, Shannon. Hey.
Nope. We gave it to Freddie Mac.
Oh, no.
There you go.
We're going on the crotch cruise.
Dang.
And you're not allowed to come.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending top three. Number three.
All right, I consider this one to be good news because this year feels like nothing but sequels and reboots.
Yeah,
well, that's what
true.
It is. Yeah.
Yep. The next two Pixar movies will be originals.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at that.
All right. They actually still have like writers.
Mm-hmm. So they have one coming. The next one is in March. It has Chris Pratt, Tom Holland is in it too. It's called Onward. And then they've just announced that next summer there's going to be one called Soul.
Soul.
It says, ever wonder where your passion, your dreams, and your interests come from? What is it that makes you, you?
Sounds like a sequel to Inside Out.
It really does kind of sound like Inside Out. It's like Inside Out mixed
watch
with
it.
Up.
I'm all right.
Yeah. But as long as it's well done and you get sort of an original storyline, mm-hmm. certainly on board
it's different
with
finally.
That.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and you know what? I have a great idea. It's not actually a great idea, and they'll never do it, but they should do it because I feel like this could be the theme music to Soul. Let it glow.
Just
that's right.
Let it shine
yes.
Through.
Come on, Soul.
Just let your soul
love it.
Feel it all so silky smooth.
What makes
just
you you?
Yep.
I know we are giving away $10,000 mm-hmm. in roughly 5 to 6 minutes. That moment, you playing that song right there, is a highlight of my day.
That was the best moment. Oh.
I love it.
Number two.
Antoine Terrell, you are.
Correct.
Correct answer. Number two here in the trending. Oh, I'm upset.
I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. And I blame Monica and her people.
What?
There's a new version of Monopoly.
Okay.
There's no money anymore.
Oh, you get a card.
It's a credit card?
No, it's some stupid...
Bit currency.
Yep. I know, it's not even Bitcoin. What is it? No, it's some moron voice-controlled sort of Alexa top hat that sits in the middle of the game is the bank now. There's no cash. You just tell, you know, Siri when you want to buy something.
Oh.
Wow. I hear it. Listen.
Welcome, future millionaires. Hey, Scotty.
Bye. Vermont.
Vermont is yours.
Pay rent on Vermont.
Build a house.
On which property?
Kentucky.
Put a house on Kentucky.
Yep. You hear that?
Oh, man.
You see what you did?
I did that.
You did this.
How did I do that?
You cashless people did this.
Well, I know. We don't carry cash.
I mean, anymore. Good Lord. Now it's like Venmo, my rent for Boardwalk. Oh,
yep,
Lord.
Yep.
Stupid talking.
That's what it is. Our phone.
Top hat in the middle of the thing. Not even fun. They probably don't even take you to jail anymore because that's too much outrage. It's wrong. Probably like, you're in timeout for 1 minute.
Oh, no.
And probably timeout is probably wrong, too. They probably just said, we love you.
They're changing the game.
Sit here in the I love you square.
They have changed the game.
Ugh. Boo.
Number one
trending. Antoine found this story yesterday. Mm-hmm. A shocking number of people.
Yes.
Don't use deodorant.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. A lot of younger people stop wearing it.
They feel like they don't need it.
Well, I didn't know if it was part of that or the fact that a lot of celebrities believe like the toxins from your deodorant or something. You just go natural.
Yeah, but pheromones. When they can pay someone to sponge them off every couple of hours that just follows them around, that's a different story.
Yeah, but like Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey, they don't believe in wearing deodorant
at all. And I don't believe those people because they always say, oh, you know, you only smell because the deodorant makes you smell and your natural human smell, you won't have BO. These are the people who also think their cat's litter box doesn't smell. They're nose blind to themselves and the rest of us have to put up with their funky odor.
Well, they're being healthy. Right?
Yeah, whatever.
I feel like
I'm around a lot of athletes, whether it's my friends or coaching or whatever. Put on deodorant.
Exactly.
Deodorant.
Yeah. There's plenty of people that use deodorant that live to be 110 years old. So I think it ain't killing us that fast if it is. I know. What is it? 39% of people between 18 and 24 haven't worn deodorant in the past month. That's huge.
And it's June.
I know.
It's hot.
Yes, you're right, Antoine. It's not like it was October where the temperature is pretty regulated or that kind of thing. Wow.
No.
Deodorant.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not on board with this
I'm shocked. It was part of this one. I can't remember. I don't have it right in front of me, but it was something like 60% of people said they didn't use deodorant.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. I know. I heard about that. But I mean, I'm a fan of deodorant.
I'm
like,
a fan,
you know,
too.
I don't
I'm very
smell, it.
Smell sensitive.
I like
to
soap.
Stuff like that.
I like deodorant.
Yes.
I enjoy shampoo, toothpaste. I like that
all
one too.
Of it.
I like all these things. I like Minty Fresh. I'm a fan of Minty Fresh. Y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Oh,
this
I'm
is
ready.
The moment.
All right, because I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. I don't know.
What?
Let's see. I'm going to give away $10,000 here.
Could be good music.
I'm just going to call.
Just dial
That's
the
it.
Number.
That's yeah. it. I'm going to dial
That's
the number.
That's all you can do.
Please, for the love of God, just answer the phone. That's it.
Uh-huh.
If not, well, we're right into the birthday scam. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Amanda?
It is.
Amanda.
Yes.
You just won $10,000, Amanda! Hi, it's Zach from K92. Amanda, you just won $10,000!
Really?
Yes, really! Hi!
Hey, Amanda!
Yes!
Who's that in the background?
Amanda, who's screaming back there with you?
It's my mother-in-law.
Oh, my God. She likes her mother-in-law. This is the most shocking development. Amanda?
Yes.
In Salem, Virginia, not Oregon. I just feel like I need to point that out. You just won
$10,000. Oh, my God.
Where are you right now?
Salem, Virginia.
Okay, well, that's good. I like that.
Are you at home?
She's like, I don't know.
I am, yeah.
So you're home right now. Your mother-in-law's in the background.
Yes.
What are you guys doing this morning?
Hoping to win $10,000.
Which is good. We like that. You guys, what are you like getting ready for work? You guys just hanging out? What's the deal here?
Yeah, I mean, we were getting ready for work.
Are you going to work? Take the day.
Is she going to work? That's a fair question at this point. Amanda.
Yeah, definitely going to work.
In Salem. So tell me about Amanda. Who are you?
A winner?
Yeah.
What do you do for, what do you have, a job? Do you have a family? What's going on here?
I do have a job. I have family. I'm getting married in 3 months.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's awesome. I love it. It's good. I don't even have to ask the question. Where's this
$10,000 going?
I was good for a while, though. I was good when they actually won. Where's the $10,000 going? It's going to that wedding. Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
Not all of it, but it will definitely help.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations
to you. We're also about to move.
Okay. Ooh. Perfect. We like that. That all works out, too. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Amanda, if there's not open bar at this wedding reception, highly disappointed on behalf of all of your friends.
Yeah.
So tell me, have you been playing along in this contest, the 10K payday, throughout this entire thing?
Yes, and my coworkers have been very upset that every day I have to, like, pause them from speaking to me every hour so I can hear the code.
I like that. That's awesome. Amanda, if you are curious, I can tell you that on June 18th, so just 2 days ago, when you entered the cash code FAN, F-A-N, in the 11 o'clock hour, that was the one that did it for you. Do you remember that time at all?
No.
Okay, which is fine.
Yeah. 11 a.m.
I didn't know if it was me. I was sprinting from the bathroom, and I remember hearing FAN. But think about it this way. Three tiny little letters turned into 10 $1,000 for you, Amanda.
Oh, my God.
I like her. She's fun.
A lot of energy in the morning.
I'm not going to lie. $10,000. Antoine and I, because I had the name earlier, we stalked you on Facebook, and we thought, she looks like fun. She's very smiley in her pictures.
Oh, yes.
bring mother-in-law to the phone here for a second.
Oh, I'm here. I'm on speaker.
Oh, good. Even fantastic. What's your name?
Kim.
Okay, Kim. So this is your sort of daughter-in-law, future daughter-in-law, however you want to call it.
Yes, and she's literally shaking right now.
Which we like that. This is, but it's tremors of joy. Mm-hmm. Is that what they call it?
Absolutely.
So you guys clearly seem to get along, which is great.
Yeah, now I can't evict her.
Also true. Yep, that is. And she can always use this. Like, remember when I won $10,000? Yeah. Got you a little something nice?
There
absolutely.
You go.
Kim, so 10 grand for Amanda and the family, and it's really cool as they're heading into all of these different life milestones with her and your son and moving into a new home, which is good for you because it sounds like she's mooching off you right now, so that's good. And
it's only been like 5 years. It's okay.
I'm not counting 5 years, 12 days.
That's all right.
Week and a half,
time.
4 hours.
She's still back there like, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's because I'm telling you, it doesn't even feel real, does it?
No.
It's tingling.
Wasn't. She was saying hello. I was like, you're so funny, Amanda. You're so funny. And she was like, it is. And I was like, stop it, Amanda.
I love this.
I know. Well, I'm happy for y'all.
$10,000. I mean, just really happy to be able to do this for people in our community, our friends and neighbors. I mean, K92 is a locally owned radio station. We are not corporate owned. We are part of a family owned business.
Yes.
And we serve this area and no other area. Except, you know what? I should shout out, Monica, did you know, by the way, as far as our podcast goes, our fourth most popular country is Botswana.
Oh, Botswana.
Yes. Yeah, we're big in Botswana. So shout out to Botswana. You were not eligible for this contest. All one of you that's there.
Amanda's like, ha-ha.
Like, yeah, but $10,000. Yes,
but Salem definitely was.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Congratulations again,
so y'all. We love being part of this community in Virginia's Blue Ridge, mm-hmm. and we love being here and being able to do this for people, and I'm so excited. This is the first time we've ever done the 10K payday, but I feel like we're going to be able to do it again in the future.
Yes.
And Amanda, you'll always be our first, though, so that's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Let me just, I'll ask you one more question, and then I'll let you just go be tingly here for a little while, and we'll get into all the fun rules and particulars and everything. But who is it? Who is it that's in your backyard? Who is it that pays off your friends and neighbors? Who is it that's part of your community? Who just gave you $10,000?
K92.
Yes. That's us. Have you heard of us?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I like that.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
He's getting his own 60 seconds.
Yes, he is.
Because last week, Scott was treated like garbage.
Yes.
By somebody who is garbage.
Oh. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm still mad at her.
She was very rude.
She was rude.
She was extremely rude.
Disrespectful.
And Scott was a good dude. Let's welcome back Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, thanks, guys. That's very sweet.
Well, we appreciate you being a good sport. Me calling someone garbage. Like, oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, you're sweet.
That's nice. Precious.
All right, let me refresh everybody's memory here. This is what happened with Scott last week.
Kind of built like Demi Lovato before she got fat.
Whoa. Okay. Wait, hold up. I wouldn't consider Demi fat. She's fat. You're definitely going to think I'm a pig.
Whoa. Okay, so are you overweight too?
Two.
Well, I mean, I'm not like the smallest guy. I'm definitely tall, but I guess like I carry a little extra.
Okay, I'm not trying to like sound shallow. I just believe when people are overweight, I don't know, it's just like an excuse.
Okay.
Because you're lazy.
Okay, well. And Scott, that's attitude right there. What is going on with her?
I don't know. It seems like she has some stuff going on in her life.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But you know what? She has that on her own now because she has been banned from the show. And
yes.
Scott has been elevated to an official board member of the K92 Morning Thang family.
It's about Scott now.
Yeah, it is. It's all about Scott. So we have Scott back. Good dude, normal guy,
okay,
looking to meet somebody, go out on a date, and we really felt like you deserved your own 60 seconds so other people that are like you and are normal and awesome could get together and actually start a relationship. So is there anything else you would like to put out there about you before we continue?
I don't know. I guess I'm just looking for somebody who I can like hang out with or like enjoy a beer with, you know, like a good friend, and then like someone who I can hopefully sort of start dating naturally.
Just
and,
see
and
what happens.
Bro.
Look at him being all responsible.
This sounds like very after school specialist. I like it.
Well, it's time. And just like you have in all those after school specials, Antoine, is you have the evil person or the bully that starts, and then Scott triumphs and
has got me.
Yep,
there we go.
So we would love to find Scott somebody that in 60 seconds that they hit it off, and you guys continue, go on a real date. You see what happens from there. So if Scott sounds like the guy for you, let's go ahead and call right now. 540-774-9236, 800-468-9236. Monica, you're screening these calls.
Oh, yes.
So no garbage. Don't let any garbage through, all right?
It's all on you.
That's somebody great for.
We're relying on you, Monica. Hook up hang up is next.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
You know, he's not even Scott anymore, or mm-hmm. listener Scott.
He's not?
No, he's not. He's friend Scott. Hi, friend Scott.
Friend Scott.
How are you? You were treated poorly by not friend whatever her name was. Mm-hmm. I don't even know anymore. I've forgotten. We're not speaking of her. Exactly. Scott gets his own 60 seconds, and we are going to put you on with Ariel. Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Okay, I like
her. I'm on board.
I like her.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. She's declared herself amazing. She's not garbage. Ready for this.
Were you worried I was going to be garbage?
No, because I required Monica no garbage. That was
I like
the
her voice.
Rule.
Okay.
So you made it through the filters.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get right into it. I don't want to give anybody too much time to talk their way in or out of the situation because that's what the 60 seconds is all about. So Scott will have you start. You guys will get 60 seconds to just talk back and forth, ask each other questions, get to know each other, and then at the end decide, yes, I would like to go on a real date. So just you hang on there and you'll hook up. Or if it's not for you, hang up and that's fine. But I got a good feeling here that this is going to work out. So let's go ahead and take care of this. Scott, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, fantastic. Your 60 seconds starts right now. Take it away.
Okay. Hi, Ariel. I guess they already asked you how you are. What do you like to do?
Hi, I'm fine. I like lots of things. One thing I really enjoy is nudity.
Sorry, what?
Okay, no, so I travel to nudist beaches. I have an outdoor shower at my house. I just feel like I'm free and able to think clearer in the nude.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I have never been to a nudist beach. I would.
All right.
I just would probably, you know, just take my shirt off or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I love myself and my body, and you would probably want to know before dating me. Oh, I have three cats that are my babies.
Okay.
Well, okay. Let me tell you about me.
No, you don't get it.
That was,
you don't get to.
That was so wrong.
Time is up. But I feel like we learned a lot. Well, I've got follow-up questions.
And y'all didn't have to tag in on the buzzer.
I would
have
held.
No, buzzer.
I would have held Scott. I would have held. He's so cute and precious.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's count it down. Y'all stay on the phone if you want to hook up. And y'all can hang up if that's no good. 3, 2, 1.
Hook up?
Scott, you
said like a little mouse coming out of the
basketball. Oh, Scott.
Sorry, I haven't done this before.
I'd like to hook up, please.
I love it.
That was so precious.
You guys are great.
Yeah.
Scott, you're still there, right?
I'm still here.
Okay, someone get him some oxygen, I think. So, Ariel, I mean, you just come right out with it. I enjoy the nudity.
This is good to know.
I don't know.
I don't drive Uber, but I want to drive you guys on your date. I want to chauffeur you guys on your date.
You're going to sign up to drive for Uber for one day.
Okay. Just for this date.
For their date.
You're going to put plastic on the upholstery just to just double check on this whole thing? So, Scott, you're cool with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something I'm open to trying.
Okay.
Oh. I've been naked before in the shower.
An outdoor shower around here, that's very Miami.
It is.
To have here. I am very excited for you guys. I don't know.
Yeah. I am. I'm super excited.
Right. Uh-huh. And Antoine, you know what? We have to get you a hat, Antoine.
I will wear a hat.
You need one of those driver hats.
Yes.
You can drive them around. You'll be Uber X. You know, it'll be the fancy version.
Phantom.
And we got to black out your windows. But are they tinted?
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect
there
for
you
the
go. So
celebrity
just
ride.
Be naked all you want.
Is this our new segment that comes out of Hook Up or Hang Up? It's called Naked Date in Antoine's Car.
No,
it's just for Ariel and Scott. just one time.
Hey, they're the pilot episode. That's all it is.
Hook Up or Hang Up. Hook Up or Hang Up. Hook Up. Hook Up.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, yeah, Antoine's going to be in the theater again.
What am I going to see?
You're going to spend the entire month in the theater. Because Toy Story, we have.
Yes.
Lion King.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What else is on? Do you have anything else on your summer?
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Spider-Man, yes. And now Avengers Endgame. Coming back to theaters with new footage.
Oh, I'm in there.
Yeah.
Take all
and
my
that's
money.
That's happening next week.
Inject this into my veins.
So you are doing that. You're going to go.
Oh, he's going to be
without a shadow of a doubt.
Because so Avengers, they're re-releasing it. They're putting in some new footage. They're trying to break the all-time box office record.
Yeah.
Which is fine because Avatar is the leader and they did this same thing. So you're allowed to go back in.
Yeah, so they're going to have some new footage after the credits. And I did see the story yesterday with Avengers. And I'm like, okay, Antoine's going to be in the theater all month.
Oh, you can believe that.
It's just new footage after the credits?
After the credits.
So what, just show up at the end?
No, because I was literally thinking the other day, I'm like, I want to watch Endgame again.
Really?
And so now I have a justifiable reason to watch it again.
Sit there for another 3 hours and 15 minutes when you the footage, just fast forward.
Maybe there's
end.
Something you missed.
Exactly.
Come on. It's like when I used to watch those House Flipper shows when you have them on DVR. Just why watch the beginning, fast forward to the end. Oh, yeah, look at that. Boy, you can watch the whole thing in 8 minutes. Uh-huh. Very efficient.
Take my money.
Okay, that's fine.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. You know, people like to release, you know, the tabloids are out there. Always talk about the relationships of celebrities.
People being on the
and
rocks.
What's going on. It's a rocky relationship or something. Well, Ashton Kutcher and Mila, they're having fun with it.
Right, because they're currently on the rocks. I think it's according to In Touch. So this is
nowhere,
their video.
Babe, what's happening? What's going on?
It's over between us.
It's over between us?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are we gonna do?
I felt suffocated.
You felt suffocated by me? Oh, I was just so overbearing, wasn't I?
Also,
what else is going on?
I took the kids.
Oh, you took the kids? I don't get the kids anymore?
No, you don't.
Dang.
It's like I was wondering where they were.
Oh.
That's so quiet. I watched Avengers like 3 times. Nobody even bothered me. Man, you know what? I think I'm gonna have to finally just suck it up and watch Avengers this weekend because my son he keeps wanting to see it. He keeps asking it bad times, 7:30 at night. I want to watch Avengers.
Like, oh,
dude,
no.
It's like a 4-hour movie. Yeah. You got to ask it one. Mm-hmm. You got to sacrifice some iPad time for some larger screen time. The kids today, they just the decisions they have to make, it's very difficult.
Let's start the Eliminator.
It's like Family Feud mixed with death in the Eliminator. We say good morning to Ashley. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, that's a terrible phone. Ashley, who would you like to team up with today? Antoine, Monica, or Stephanie and Emmylou the dog?
Let's go with Antoine.
Okay. Antoine, it'll be you and Ashley.
All righty.
Lost my pen. Okay. Moving on to Lynn. Good morning, Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Lynn, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. Lynn, you have one of the ladies, Monica or Stephanie? Lynn?
Monica.
Okay. Woo. Lynn and Monica. Stephanie does win this game.
A lot, yeah.
A lot. Let me put your microphone on there. Tyler,
hey,
it's going to be you and Stephanie, okay?
All right. I like dogs anyway. Okay. So let's go.
Fantastic. Nice. He's like, I don't need you people.
Yeah.
I rely on the dog. People say that all the time. I love dogs more than I love people.
I do.
I know.
Yeah.
She walks the walk all the time. Stephanie is here with Emmylou from the Franklin County Humane Society, dog up for adoption. You can see her on our Facebook page. We'll meet her, and you got some events going on too.
Yes, we do.
But let's get into the game as we do that. Summer officially kicks off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
People have lots of things they want to do in the summer, mm-hmm. things on their bucket list. So that's what we have here. It's the top 12 summer bucket list items as selected by you. If you give me one on there, you good? If not,
you are eliminated.
Stephanie, last pick, so you get to go first. What do you got?
Okay. How about go to the beach?
Go to the beach is the number one answer. Beach vacation. That also includes things like build a sandcastle. So if it's a beach activity, it's on there, number one. Monica.
About working out, like that summer bod. Getting your summer bod.
You are eliminated.
Come on.
Well, that's what people talk about.
People work out all winter to get the summer bod.
What people?
They try to get the summer bod.
I guess, yes. Yeah,
okay, but, go to the gym, shockingly, is not on here for your summer bucket list. Okay, Antoine, right. If you don't give me one on this list, the game is already
this
over.
This is a quick game.
So I'm going to have a lot of time to talk about these events.
I know, really. Please give me one on the list.
Take a cruise.
Take a cruise is... number 12.
I was a little concerned there.
No,
I was a little concerned.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So we got the first one and the last one. Monica, you are eliminated. It'll be Antoine versus Stephanie. So what's going on in Franklin County Humane Society? What do we need to pass along?
Okay, so this weekend, we've got a lot of events. We have an adoption event at the Petco Town Center, I think.
Okay.
And then we also have an event at...
She's looking up. I can
tell
you.
At Barclays
right now.
Pet Market.
Okay.
So that's Friday and that's Saturday and Sunday. I'm sorry,
she's
y'all.
She's got it all together.
Yeah, and we're doing $50 Fidos.
Now, what is that? What's a
that
$50
Fido? That means adoption fees for any dog over 6 months old is dropped to $50.
Awesome.
And we're also doing name your own price for our feline friends.
Ah.
Yeah, so we are overloaded with cats.
I mean to tell you.
So if you
so
ever
many
wanted
owner surrenders.
A $2 cat, now is the time.
Yeah, but we would love a nice donation, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
And can put it to good use.
But it's
yeah.
sort of like pay what you can afford yeah. and what you want to do, mm-hmm. and that's very cool. Emmy Lou is up for adoption. She is a super sweet 5-year-old
sweet.
Border Collie mix.
I mean, but she's like all the things as far as breeds. I don't know. She kind of looks a little bit like a bull terrier to me in the face, but she kind of has that Border Collie lab kind of hair. Coat, but she's so precious and just has the tips of her ears are caramel. The rest of her is white, and she is so sweet.
Very respectful with food,
yes.
gets along with other dogs. If nothing else, please share that post on our Facebook page so we can get Emmy Lou adopted.
And go get her for $50.
Today. Exactly. Oh. Yeah. She's a deal. Or go get a cat for a nickel. If
for
you
a
want
nickel.
Slap a nickel down
$50 and 5 cents. You can take yourself Emmy Lou and a kitty cat.
Give me a cat. Thank you. All right, we go to round two. Stephanie, give me top 12 summer bucket list things that people say they want to do. What
all right,
got?
How about a camping trip?
Camping is number two.
All right.
So that's go camping, camp/sleep under the stars. That
got
all
it.
Came
okay.
under the same one. Antoine, give me one or the game is over.
Hiking.
Hiking is number nine.
Go for a hike.
Go for a hike. Round three. Stephanie.
Go to the lake.
Go to the lake.
On the lake activities.
Lake activities is.
You are.
What?
Not on there. Sorry. No lake.
No
Antoine,
lake?
I know. Still no lake. I'm still looking. Yep, still not there. Antoine, if you give me one, you win. If not, Stephanie's back in.
All right. How about go to Disney? Like Disney World, Disneyland?
Oh, my gosh.
Is?
You are.
All right.
Okay. Not on there.
Back in.
Back in.
All right. No lake. How about a water park?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nope.
What?
That means you're wrong.
Sorry. Antoine, give me one you win.
All right. This is for like my teacher friends. Like finish books that they wanted to read.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's probably on there.
Maybe after their trip to the gym.
Aw.
No, it's on there.
Okay.
No.
There it is.
Antoine won.
He did.
Thank you.
Big winner.
Shout out to Ashley. Was that, I was playing for Ashley, right?
Yes, you were. Congratulations.
A-team.
Ashley, A&A, Team the A-Team. It is those tickets to Toy Story 4, exclusive screening at the Paragon Movie Theater in Blacksburg, free popcorn as well. Thank you to our friends Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens.
Always.
State Farm agents. They do great things. They love animals. They support our local shelters
yes.
and humane societies and things like that. They support responsible pet ownership as well. So if you're looking for insurance, definitely check out Amanda Christensen or Leslie Owens, your State Farm agents. All your other things, are they covered? Do you have all your events?
Yeah, I think so. Barclays Pet Market, Petco, Saturday, Sunday, $50 Fidos, Name Your Price Kitties, and we're really full.
Okay, cool. And go on. Well, not cool that you're full, but cool that we have all that information. Go see the post for Emmy Lou. Share her. Here's a bunch of the ones you missed. Number three, see fireworks.
Ooh, okay. Mm.
Number four, go on a road trip. Now, I suppose it could be to Disney, but that's you know, just road trip. Number five, watch movies. Summer movie season, blockbusters. Six, make s'mores. Seven was read a book. That's Antoine's. Eight, relax.
Just that's a simple chill. One.
Yep. I don't know anything about that.
Number 10, go to the pool.
Yeah.
And number 11, grill out. So
I had cookout
every
on my
night.
List.
Yep.
So there's your bucket list items here in the Eliminator.
It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thang.
I'm sorry, but we have to do better as parents. The most viral audio of the day is this fist fight from a Little League baseball game in Colorado. Mm. Have you guys watched this video?
No.
I have. Parents are the worst.
They are.
I haven't seen it, but it gets intense, you know.
This is a 7-year-old's baseball game, which, as someone who has a 7-year-old, they don't even keep score. And yet, we still get all worked up over these things.
So what happened?
Well, it started with, they all got mad at the umpire, who I should point out is 13 years old.
Yes, please point that out.
Okay, this is a 13-year-old kid. And I know exactly how that kid feels because I umpired Little League when I was 13. Mm-hmm. And I got called a stupid idiot by a woman, somebody's mother. I'm like, I'm 13 years old and I'm making $10. Mm-hmm. Come on. So we need to chill the H out. I don't know why we get all crazy. But they started fighting, and, I mean, people were sucker punching each other. This is out on the field. This is just parents actually just punching each other in the face.
What is happening? What is happening? This cannot happen. This cannot happen. This cannot happen.
I mean, it's not like
so
this
there's like already some tension between the parents.
No, it's just parents.
Because I think that if you show up with the game,
ridiculous. They're trying to live through their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that if you show up for the same games and the parents are the same parents all the time, so there's probably already some.
There's rivalries. Yeah. Even at 7 years old, I know certain teams are that kind of go at each other a little bit more. It's just, it is ridiculous. And Antoine's someone who coaches youth sports as well. And I believe, Antoine, you and I as coaches, we have a message for all of them. None of your kids are getting scholarships, so would you please chill?
just chill out.
Let them enjoy themselves. Maybe one of them does and it all works out in the end, but ultimately, who cares? Just let them run around. It's about them learning. It's about them trying to get better and being their best selves while they're out there.
I've always told the parents, like, the kids could be doing 100 different things, mainly things in the house, like on the computer, video games, iPad. Mm-hmm. The fact that they are out doing something and showing a level of commitment to a physical activity, that's success right there.
Exactly. Amen to that. And it is the thing, when as I coach youth sports and continue to do so, I am going to do everything in my power. This will never happen with any of the parents.
Never say never.
No, I know, but you have to coach. I really do believe I have to coach the children and I have to coach the parents as well. And if there are any that are getting out of line on my side, I will pull them aside and we'll have a conversation. And hopefully, cooler heads will prevail before things escalate like that, because it's just ridiculous. Since we're talking about bad parenting, let's go ahead and introduce you to Father of the Year nominee right here, Burglar, who brought his four-year-old along with him to the burglary. And this is the police cam audio. So this is him saying, "Don't shoot me, I don't have a gun." And then he says, "I have my kid with
front
me."
Front door. I got no gun. I just have a phone.
Open that door, get on your knees.
I have a phone, sir.
Get down.
Stop.
Get down.
My kid's right here.
Get on the ground.
My kid.
Get on the ground. Face down.
Out here. I am.
Well, you know, sitters are expensive.
Yeah. The kid is the apprentice.
Right.
That's what it is. It's an internship.
That don't teach you. Okay, better story here, viral audio. This is proven. It's a funny story, but also proven. So Cinnamon Ridge Dairy Farm, they rank number 2 in the country for milk production.
Okay.
And they apparently have what is considered to be some of the best tasting milk of all the milks. This guy says the secret is what he feeds the cows.
This is an oddball ingredient. It does sound a little cannibalistic, but that's not true at all. There's a lot of sugar in it.
It's coffee creamer.
Oh.
He gives them coffee creamer, and then they drink it, and he says it is awesome for their milk.
This is energy in my hand, energy that produces milk. Sugar and all of those carbohydrates produce milk.
Well, there you go.
Makes the milk taste great. Also, the side benefit that is nice is he gets these bags that were otherwise getting thrown out because they're going to go bad or something. So it helps the environment that he's, cycling it back in and everything.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.